Yeah, go ahead and put this on the screen. Eight, yeah. Thank you, Otis McClay, for your endless service to Pacifica. My name is Lawrence Reyes, and I'm the convening member of the Governance Committee. I'm from KPFK, director in Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, and I'm a established quorum, and then we have a brief proposed draft agenda. So I'm going to start off alphabetically. Christina Avalos from KPFK, are you present? Okay, I'll come back to that. Daniel Boystrom, KPFA, are you present? Violeta, I hope I got this right. Violeta Diamond, WPFW.
Present.
Thank you, Violeta. James Digman, WBAI.
Hmm.
I heard him earlier. Okay. Vanessa Ditson Biggs, WPFW, are you present?
I am here, yes.
William Hairwagon, WBAI.
Yeah, present.
Marianne Martinez, KPFT. Okay. James Mehta. James, hold on one second. Hello, Christina. I'm going to merge you onto the call, okay?
Yeah, the number's wrong.
Oh, the number's wrong? I'm sorry. I must have missed a digit. But you're on the call right now, and I'm taking attendance.
Yes.
Christina Avalos, KPFK, are you present?
Yes.
Thank you. Daniel Boystrom, KPFA, are you present? Okay, I think I left off. And Marianne Martinez, KPFT, are you present? Okay, James McFadden, KPFA, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, James. I'm present. Aline Rosen, WPFW, are you present? Now, that's
strange. She's no longer, Aline is no longer on the committee.
Okay. Minerva F. Sanders, are you present? WPFW.
I'm present.
Thank you, Minerva. Jane, I hope I don't get this wrong. Schneider, KPFT, are you present?
Schneider.
Thank you so
no
much. I apologize for that.
And yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Uzel, old buddy of mine. Are you present?
KPFT. Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Michael D. D. White, WBAI, are you present? Carol Wolfley, KPFA, are you present? Okay. Was anybody taking count? I got Christina, I got Violeta, I got James, Vanessa, William, James McFadden, myself, Jane, Richard. So I think we established quorum. Members not responding was Carol Wolfley, KPFA, Michael DDY, WBAI. Minerva is not on this committee, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So I could delete Aline Rodson saying, I'm here, James Smithan, KPFA is here. Marianne Martinez, did you check in? Okay, William Hairwagon is here. Vanessa Ditson Briggs is here. James Digman, can you respond, please? Okay. Violeta Diamond is here. Daniel Boystrom, can you respond? And Christina Avalos did respond.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Christina. All right, so we have a quorum. The first order of business, I did send out, I don't think I sent it to you, Christina, because I didn't have your email. I looked, but I didn't have it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't receive it.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to read it for the stream anyway.
Okay.
So what I did, I wrote an email, said, good afternoon, OPMB Governance Committee members. I put together a friendly initial draft agenda as a 2021 chair and convener for the PMB Governance Committee meeting tonight. To get us started, and I asked Paulina to distribute it as well. But the first thing that we did was roll call. And then I think the next order of business is to elect a pro temp or permanent officers. I think we should probably go with pro temp because not all members were aware of this meeting. Are there any nominations for pro temp chair? Or any volunteers for pro temp chair?
Lawrence, I nominate you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate that. Are there any other volunteers?
I second.
Okay. Thank you, Christina. Okay, so we'll go with that, and then at our next meeting, we'll move to address this concern. Are there any volunteers to be for recording secretary? That's a very important position in the governance committee. And also because we have to stay in compliance. So can I get a volunteer to take notes for tonight? And believe me, I'm dyslexic, so I'm not a good note taker. So, but this is being recorded, so if anything, I could go back to the recording and try to produce minutes. Are there any members' requests to add agenda items?
Let me ask a question, Orange.
Yes, who's that?
Richard.
Oh, go ahead, Richard.
You said you sent out the agenda this afternoon.
I sent out the agenda to the PMB board secretary and to the PMB because I don't think – I probably have your email address, Richard, but I didn't know who was on the committee, so my scope was limited.
Okay. Is there any chance you could send it again or send it to me?
Sure. I could certainly do that.
Or is it real complicated or just tell us?
Why don't you email me, Richard, and then I'll copy and paste your email address. Everybody can email me.
I don't have your email.
I'm announcing it right now. My email is LREYES at D as in David, M as in Mary, H as in Harry, .LACounty.gov. Let me repeat it again. LREYES at D as in David, M as in Mary, H as in Harry, .LACounty.gov. Okay, so if everybody sends me their email address.
Sorry, this is Jane from KPFT, and I didn't get it either. So I'm going to email you sort of now.
Okay, good. And I'll email you this little agenda that I put together.
What was that after at? At, it was your initials or something?
No, after at is dmh.LACounty.gov.
DNH, okay.
And Vanessa, I sent it to your Gmail address because for some reason I couldn't pull up your other email address.
That's okay. I eventually found it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so are there any, why don't we give folks a couple of minutes so they could email me and then I'll gather the email and send it again.
Are you sending the invitation or what are you sending us?
I'm sending you the little agenda that I put together that I just read.
Oh, can you send that to me?
Yeah, can you email me? Because I don't want you to give out your email address on the public stream. We're on the stream.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you read it again, your email?
Sure. It's L.
Okay.
REYES at DMH.LACounty.gov. KPFT.gov.
B or V like in Victor?
G as in go.
I'm sorry, G-O-B, like the B or
no,
B?
G,
Victor.
Girl, Oscar, Victor.
Victor, yes, yes. Okay, all right.
Thanks. Gov.
Yeah, gov, okay.
Okay, so I've gotten some emails in. I got some emails in, so I'll start to populate that right now. I am not a techie. I got a Millennium Sun that teaches me everything. So I just want to qualify myself there.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. He's my upgrade. Okay, I got Marianne.
Hey, is everybody still there? I'm hearing a lot of dead air, and I was afraid that something terrible might happen.
I was wondering the same thing.
Thank you.
No, I'm here. I'm just a little slow. Sorry.
You mean you can't talk and do email at the same time?
I could try. I could certainly do that. Let's see. I'm getting emails. I got Jim's email. I don't have this. Richard, I got yours. Jane.
Did you get mine?
Yeah, I got yours.
Oh, good.
I like your email, Jane. Okay, almost done. I think I am done. Okay. Let's see. I got Minerva. I got Christina. I got Richard. I got Jim, and I got Jane. And James, did you, James, you got the email because I sent it to the board, right? I'm going to send it to you anyway again. Okay, here goes. Hope I got everyone.
It came from KPFTX, but I haven't gotten the agenda yet.
Okay, hold on. Yes. Telling me it's too many names. That's weird.
Lawrence, you have my email address?
Oh, I got it. That's the other one. That's okay. I already have it. I'll update it later.
Lawrence, this is Richard. May I ask you another question, preacher?
Yes, please, Richard.
Have all the stations elected people to be on the board for this year?
Yeah, to be on this committee? Yeah.
On the committee, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Some secretaries might have not gotten all their names in because Otis didn't have them. He didn't have them all. Okay, this should be good.
So what are there, a total of 15 people in the committee?
I think it's either 14 or 15, Richard.
Three from each station?
Yeah, one director and two delegates, yeah.
Jane. I still haven't gotten an agenda.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a situation because it's telling me I have too many names. That shouldn't be the case at all because it's this email address is unlimited, right? So
at some point it would be nice for you to send us a list of all the people in the committee.
I will. In fact, I'm going to forward everybody that email as soon as I conquer this situation that I'm having now with this email. Okay. It's heading towards you now, and I'm going to forward you while Otis sent me. And just be aware that some people are duplicates. I mean, they're not duplicates, but they're no longer on the governance committee. Did everybody get it?
I'm checking.
It's Minerva. I have it.
You got it? Okay. Thank you, Minerva. I'm glad that I'm not that much of a dinosaur.
I still haven't gotten it, and I checked in my spam folder, and I searched my I searched everywhere that I know to search.
Okay, hold on one second.
Sorry.
Me too, Lawrence. Yes. I didn't get
all right.
It.
Lawrence, can I ask you a question? If it's okay.
Sure, please.
I know you're focused on doing that. Just for this meeting, if I'm recalling correctly, there are only like 4 short agenda items, right?
Yeah, there's only 4 agenda items because, this is the convening meeting. And so we still haven't really taken care of any permanent business. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know how the people who don't have it yet, if it could just be read out just so we can, and then we can try to figure out the email problems afterwards, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Thank you, whoever that was. As a person who doesn't have it, I'm perfectly okay to move forward. You just want to recap it quickly and then get on with our lives.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
We need to do our business.
Thank you. That's really going to help. I appreciate your patience, believe me. I know that that's why the dire need for secretary. Let's see. Okay, so this is the agenda. And it's, it's just a convening agenda. We did roll call committee membership. We held sort of like, we took a volunteer as a chair pro temp, which is me. And then the following meeting, we should probably consider electing permanent officers for this committee. The committee officers is chair and secretary. And then number 4 is members request to add any agenda items to the agenda. So that's it. So I don't know.
This is Jane. This is Jane from KPFT. I will volunteer to be recording secretary with one condition, and that is that I have somebody else backing me up and compare notes with, because I usually write really good notes just for my own use, but sometimes I miss things. And so if somebody wants to be my backup, I will volunteer to do that.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah, we're on the stream, Richard.
Maybe that's your backup, Jane.
Mm-hmm. But that's the backup. I could also proofread if that helps.
Okay, that would be good. And then I would send you a draft, and you might catch. And I'm totally willing to listen to it again the next day. I've done that before, and everybody survived.
Thank you.
You're glad.
You knew that, Richard.
Jan, you had me at hello. Thank you. So, does anyone have any agenda items? I have one, but I want to hear from everybody else first.
Lawrence, I have one.
Go ahead, Jan.
I'd like to know from those of you who have been on this committee before, so California in general interact with our bylaws since we're incorporated in the state of California? That's my question.
Okay. Can you repeat it again and we could put it in?
Who's talking? Who's speaking?
Lawrence is asking again, Jim, if you could. That was Jim, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the question.
In New York? Can you rephrase the question? Because I didn't get it either.
Well, I wanted to know from those who have been on this committee beforehand, how our bylaws of governance interact with the broader laws of the state of California relating to nonprofits, et cetera. Because we're having all these lawsuits that are invoking statutes in the state of California, and I'm just wondering what people's knowledge of that is. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so maybe it's a simple answer that the laws of the state trump the bylaws, but I'm just curious what those with more experience in this governance committee have to say about that.
Well, I could take a stab at it. I think you're talking about the article of incorporation, which is the other document that helps us stay in compliance, right? So I think that's one of the things you're talking about. And I know, having been, and Vanessa and William have also been on this committee before, I know we've had some, there was an Articles of Incorporation amendment that the Governance Committee vetted, and we also refer to the Pacifica bylaws in regards to that. So I don't know if that's what you're asking, Jim.
Well, no, that was what we had to pass in order to get around that financial problem. Is that correct, Lawrence?
Yeah. I think one had to do with the KPFA matter, which I don't really recall right now. I think it was dealing with the with back taxes. So we dealt with that matter at the Governance Committee. Then we referred it back to the PNB for an up and down vote. That matter was resolved, thankfully, in a positive way, where the back taxes, and I can't remember the name of the governing entity. You know, I live in California and I don't remember it offhand, but so that's one of the things we dealt with. Then there was an amendment that came from an LSV member at KPFK that dealt with an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, which I don't recall either, but I will dig that up and I will send it to the committee. I don't know if that addresses your question, Jim.
No, I just was curious because in the selection committee process, we're getting into an argument in New York over the laws of the state of California that deal with managing the selection of managers and how they interact with our bylaws. That's the kind of dilemma I'm trying to figure out. What's the answer to that? That's all. That okay. Kind of stuff.
All right. So that's definitely an additional discussion that should be had, because I think that's important, right? I mean, that's very important. So we definitely need to flush that out. Anyone else? William, Vanessa,
I'm unable to. I don't know.
Okay. How about you, William?
No.
Okay. So I think that could be something that we should address maybe at the next committee when we have a full membership, when we have the full complement of the committee membership. So if you could make a note of that, Jan, that'd be good.
Lawrence, this is Richard. I'd like to comment on tomorrow.
Yeah, Richard.
My guess is, and I'm not a lawyer either, so my guess is that the California law trumps our bylaws, because our bylaws, I know that you're going to have trouble agreeing with this, but our bylaws are not perfect. And if it violates the California law, I'm sure the California law takes precedent. And you wouldn't know that unless somebody questioned some particular thing, and there comes another lawsuit.
Lawrence, Vanessa to the stack, please.
No, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, and I'm just respond. I'm not a lawyer as well. Although lawyers can be very knowledgeable about these matters, non-lawyers can be very knowledgeable about these matters, but. The impression I'm hazarding a guess, is that the law, I believe our bylaws are in conformity with the California state law, and in the lawsuits, when we've received reports about those lawsuits, the impression I get is that the law references the bylaws, our bylaws, to make sure that we are in accordance with our own bylaws. So this is a non-lawyer opinion, strictly opinion. So that's my guess. And maybe that's something we can ask our attorney.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Jane to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Jane.
Thank you, Vanessa. And Lawrence, I just want to say I appreciate you allowing this back and forth conversation, which you're not really required to do. But it seemed to me that this is not really a question for the governance committee, that it's probably an Arthur question. But I could be wrong. This is my first meeting as a seated member of the committee, and as such, I will sit back and try to learn.
Well, Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the reason I'm raising it is that we have these lawsuits that have been initiated against Pacifica, several of them under whistleblower laws and statutes of the state of California. That's Leslie Radford and Verniel. Then we have other whole spate of possible problems.
Jim, if I could just suggest that you don't mention any names in regard
to
any.
All right. Very good. True. And then we have other possible problems that relate to work environment and other issues. So that's this kind of thing I'm trying to figure out because, you know, obviously one cannot have a debate about policy if, in fact, people will invoke hostile work environment issues to thwart debate. So that's just what I'm trying to understand in terms of to me it is a governance issue because it interferes with governance. It basically cripples governance using the statutes in this way. That's pretty obvious since we've had to spend literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in recent months over these things.
Well, point of clarification?
Yes, I believe that sounds like Minerva. Is that you, Minerva?
Violetta. I was just wondering, I didn't hear what Jane said when she said suggested that it probably was a something question, not for the governance committee.
Jane,
I was referring to our general counsel.
Okay. The reason why I allow this is because I needed to get an understanding as to what Jim's point was. So this may be outside of the purview of the governance committee, but I think we needed to get clarification to see if it was out of the purview of the governance committee. And, this is your committee, not mine. So if things come up, I think we should definitely not censor ourselves, but try to address matters, like that. Okay. So are there any other recommendations for the agenda?
Lawrence, Vanessa to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I'm not sure if it's appropriate at this first convening meeting, but maybe it is, just to begin to talk about or try to develop a process to figure out what we're going to work on, is going to be the business of our committee this term.
That's an excellent point, Vanessa. maybe we could come up with maybe three or four things that we want to bring up at the next our May meeting. Oh, I think we need to also establish a date of the. I know during the last governance committee, we always met on the fourth Wednesday of the month. So I don't know if that's okay with everyone, or would that work for everyone? The fourth Wednesday of the month.
Richard, I think it would work for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard.
And this is Minerva. It would work for me.
Okay. Thank you, Minerva. Anyone else? Would it not work for anybody? Maybe I should have asked that.
It'll be okay with me.
Okay. So we'll keep it to the fourth Wednesday of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Okay, let's see.
Lawrence, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Vanessa asking to recognize. If the committee's not fully populated, then I'm assuming that question will be asked again just to make sure it continues to work for everybody.
Yes, we will ask that question again. Thank you.
Okay.
So I have something that I wanted to bring up, and if no one else wants to be heard at this time. Okay. So the thing that I wanted to bring up was the possibility of a new election timeline because we're outside of bylaws compliance, and I did send an email to the membership, to the board, to the PNB in regards to that we're right now we're outside of compliance. We should have had hired a national election supervisor to conduct the 2022 elections that are due to commence in June of 2022, and we still haven't done that. So I don't know if the governance committee wants to address this matter, or do we want to leave it to the elections committee?
Vanessa to the stack.
Jim to the stack.
I presume that's an elections matter. That's my gut reaction. I'm not sure why governance would address that, but maybe there's a reason I just haven't, heard or understood yet.
Okay, I'll put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Jim. Are you done, Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I certainly see elections. I agree with Vanessa. It's an elections purview. It's also a governance purview. But the other thing about it is that, as far as I understand, there's no money to hire somebody. There's no money to actually carry out the election. So that's a concern, a big concern. Is there $100,000 to $150,000available to do it, to start with? And I just don't know. I've heard there isn't, but that is a practical reason why we're at this point with all this.
Okay.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard. I'll go after you. Go ahead, Richard.
I was gonna say something very similar to what Jim just said. Do we have the money to do it? I don't think we do.
Okay. So I'll speak to the reason why I'm concerned about it is because we are under a microscope right now in regards to compliance with announcements, posted minutes. This is a bylaws issue. We're outside bylaws compliance when it comes to this matter. It is in the bylaws, and I think the governance committee should be in a position to have that conversation about bylaws compliance and the such. So that's the reason I brought it up. I think if we're not going to have the election, then we have to definitely vote on the national board not to have the election and come up with an alternative solution as to how to conduct the election, because we have to anyway. Because I know in the past there has been lawsuits that have been brought in regards to election issues. I'm sure many of you that have been around know that. So that's why I brought it up to the governance committee, and that's why I think it might be in the purview of the governance committee, because it's a bylaws issue. So that's all I've got to say about that.
Jim to the stack.
Okay, and Ms. Minerva to the stack.
Okay, I just send everybody the list of the membership to everyone. I think I have Jim and then Minerva. Go ahead, Jim.
No, let Minerva go ahead of me. Go ahead, Minerva.
Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and my question is, I went to the calendar for Pacifica and the different meetings. Is there an election committee that's been established?
Yes, there is a national elections committee. Uh-huh.
Okay, because I also volunteered for that committee, and I didn't see anything on there with the date of when they meet or anything. So,
I think the last elections committee was postponed. Right? Is that right, Vanessa? I think you're on the elections committee. Right?
I think my understanding is that it had not been fully populated, just as this committee had not been fully populated, and so a date to meet, to convene it as we are doing now, has not yet been established. I'm blocking on who is taking charge of convening that, but I think they're waiting for it to be fully populated, I believe.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Minerva? Or was that Violetta? Was that Violetta?
No, it did answer my question. Regarding, you know, whether, you know, if the committee was active and what was taking place. So, yeah.
Okay. It did meet once, from what I understand. Jim?
Well, my concern, I'm 100% in favor of having the elections on time. It just is that the fiscal situation in Los Angeles, New York, and Houston are pretty pronounced. In my opinion, and that seems to be a real difficulty. I'm not saying I don't want, of course I want to see the elections occur. I just know that those factors are pretty pressing, and the lack of revenue to meet a whole bunch of demands is a real pressing issue. And so that's the thing that sort of puts a monkey wrench into the election thing. You know, I hear you, Lawrence, about the lawsuits. Who wants to have any of this stuff go on? But it just seems to be a real conundrum.
Yeah. I agree with you, Jim. I share your sentiment in regards to our financial situation. And that makes it even more difficult to carry out the things that we want to carry out. But if we're going to suspend or postpone the election, then we need to take a vote to do that, right? And then, you know, in the alternative, maybe propose changing the timeline as well, with the proviso that if the money does become available, then we'll conduct the delegate election. So, yeah. I get you. Anyone else?
Jane for the stack.
Oh, go ahead, Jen. Jane, I'm sorry.
I would like to move that we authorize you as chair to dig up a little background information on this and regarding one, jurisdiction between governance and elections, and two, getting some actual back so that we're not guessing, so that we can make a coherent request to the whole PNB board so that we know what we're asking for, armed with some hard data. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's a motion.
Okay, that's a motion. No need for a second in committee. So that is something, and I just want to clarify, I'm not the chair. I'm just the pro temp chair right now, as a volunteer. So we haven't made that decision yet. But I'm gonna send everybody the section of the bylaws that I sent to the PNB in regards to this concern. So I'll send it to the committee in a minute. But yeah, I can look into it. Yeah, I could look into it, Jen. Jane.
Thank you.
I'm saying Jen.
Yes.
All right. Welcome.
That's okay. That's okay, Fred.
Okay. Are there any objections to Jane's motion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll look into that. So what I'd like to propose to the committee is that we come up with four bullet points to give us a point of navigation as to how we're going to function as a committee, as Vanessa suggested. So I don't know Why don't we draw out some topics?
Vanessa to the stack.
Hi, Vanessa.
Okay, I would like to see us undertake the task of looking at the bylaws and making some recommended revisions.
Okay.
No small task, well, but just saying.
So are you saying you want to propose a bylaws timeline or something like that?
I don't know if I would, maybe that's the right way to refer to it, but just that as the governance committee, that we look at the bylaws, there's been a lot of discussion, a referendum about the bylaws, and people on both sides of the recent referendum, I've heard often say, the bylaws could use some revisions, so maybe that could be a very useful thing that we could do as a committee to look at the bylaws and make some recommendations.
Okay, so we'll put that as one of the first points to discuss at the next meeting. Hopefully we'll have a full complement of the membership of this committee to have that conversation. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to put anything on there? I still like to put the bylaw section that governs the that mandates that we have some form of decision making process in regards to the election timeline. So that's number two. And anyone else have anything they want to add?
Do you need a motion for that?
No, we're just adding topics. But if you want a motion, we could codify it in a motion.
Yeah, it sounds like we need it.
Okay. So I can't make, I don't feel comfortable.
So move.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's moved in second. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Is there a third topic of a conversation that we want to have the committee for?
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I don't know that we need to be that diligent tonight, but in the future, these motions that are made verbally should come to us all as a written motion so that we can actually see what we're voting on. And once people take that list that you just sent out and make it workable some way so that we can, during the meeting, email the motion so that they're not just, because anytime you say something verbally like that, you miss a word or you drop a word or you add a word or something, you know, it's not a real accurate way to work. Thank you.
Vanessa to the static.
Right, Vanessa.
So hearing the point that was just made, I go back to the point that Lawrence made that we're just brainstorming ideas.
Yeah.
And for, you know, future topics of discussion, and that does not necessarily require a motion. So maybe we can, I mean, now the motion has been made, so it exists. So I'm not sure if it can just be, like, taken back, or maybe we just vote on it. I just don't know the...
Violet is to the stack. Oh, I'm sorry.
I defer to you, Violet.
Okay, yeah, I said so moved, so if it needs to be withdrawn because we didn't need it, I will do that.
No, we have a standing room committee, national committees, that in committees, we don't need a second for a motion, but Richard does bring up a best practice that I know when I served on the National Board with Richard, we didn't make any motions without it being in writing first. So I think that's a good practice. So I think that could just be a standing rule.
Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'm just curious, in the past, you know, I go back to when the bylaws were being fought about back in, I'm sure there's a lot of people on this committee who go back to that. And I'm just curious, is this committee, as it's been working over the years, have they come up with sort of consensual ideas to change the bylaws to make the governance structure, quote, better? Because I know when we're applying to the CPB, I have no idea where that is at right now, they usually say that we're over-governed. You know, that's their big critique about us. And they basically, I remember when the Inspector General was in New York, the guy pointed out to me, this is back in 2011, 2012, when they did that IG report, he pointed out to me, well, your own bylaws say you do this, you do that, and you don't do it. So those are the kind of things I'm sort of curious, you know, to maybe thoughtfully think about. You know, how to, I mean, I'm just throwing that out as an idea, you know, because, you know, obviously we want to get the CPB money. That would help us a lot. I don't know where we're at on that process, but I know that that was one of the big things they made a big deal about several times when we've had interactions with them in the past months and years, actually. And so I'm just curious if there had been discussions in the past, because I know all the bylaws things get very contentious and very, you know, factions divide and get arguments about it. We know the New Day, the referendum and all that. But is there some sort of look in the past at other nonprofit foundations and see how we could learn from what they do? They might make things a little less difficult for us. I don't know. It's sort of things like that. We're just brainstorming. Those are kind of things that's come to mind.
No, that's a good point, Jim. But I think to go back to Rich's point, I think what he was saying is that even in the last governance committee meeting, governance committee in 2021, when there was motions made, we always request that they be sent in writing to the secretary, because that's a good practice, and it is also a written record, for lack of a better word, a written historical record. So just in case we get audited or get looked at in regards to recording of motions and minutes and stuff like that, then we have that on file, right? So I think that's a good practice, and I would encourage that we adopt it as a standing rule, or as a special rule or standing rule, whatever you want to call it. So.
Okay, I think that's brilliant. Speaking as the secretary, I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Violetta,
Go ahead, Violetta.
I was just wondering, is there somewhere where we could see what the standing rules are?
No, usually standing rules are like something that a committee, the standing rules are the bylaws and the articles of a corporation. And then by default, Robert's Rules of Order, right? That in the absence,
right.
If we run across an anomaly in the bylaws and the articles of incorporation, then we fall back on Robert's Rules of Order, right? So special rules can always be made up according to what the committee thinks is going to be a good practice in order for the committee to function. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I was just wondering, because some bodies have extra standing rules. I was just wondering if this body doesn't, but those are the three primary ones that we would be looking to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So one of the standing rules, one of the special rules is that we don't need a second in committee's motions, right? The other standing rule is that the motions be submitted in writing. A special rule that the motions be submitted in writing. And this is a really good practice. It's best practices, right? And it's, you know, if you want to go there, EBP, which is a good evidence-based practice, because it's evidence
is something that we practice and is based in the way we function, right? So that's a good thing.
Okay.
So I would encourage that we do that. Now, I also send you Article 4, Delegates, Section 5, Election Time Frame. So I send that to Jane to distribute to the committee. Because I don't know how to put an address book together, address as a committee. I have to get to live on my son in order to do that.
Jim to the stack.
Any other topics or who's that?
Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I remember when I was on a national committee 6 years ago when I began to work with the programming committee. And I remember going back into the minutes, starting from when the programming committee had been established, you know, to sort of see how things had evolved. And what I discovered was there was sort of a cyclical repeating of the same arguments made again and again. And so I'm just curious if this particular committee has some sort of body of their documents in the past going backwards that one could look through and say, okay, what have you guys done? What have you argued about? What has been, you know, good and bad and all that. I'm just curious, Lawrence. You guys have that kind of thing in the minutes?
Yeah, that's on KPFTX or all the minutes
okay.
from the previous year. Could be filing on KPFTX. And then you can always go back to the Wayback Machine, right, in order to gather additional minutes from years past, as you mentioned.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Are there any other topics that we want to put on the list?
Is that Wayback Machine, does that run by a dog?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. That's Richard.
Peabody. Is that run by Peabody?
I don't know. I don't know who it's run by. I've never even gone there. So I heard of it. So, I've never visited the Wayback Machine, but I know people say, hey, I went to the Wayback Machine and I found this and I found that. So, it's like a historical record, right?
Minerva, take it back.
Hold on. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll go after you. Go ahead.
Okay, and earlier there was a gentleman who mentioned that maybe we look at another nonprofit if we can get an idea of the type bylaws that we need to be presented before this group that you were talking about for additional funding. Did we put that as one of the items, or because you began talking about the part about the motions and things of that sort, but did we skip over that? Or, and let me ask, did I hear that correctly? Was that the suggestion that was made?
Well, I certainly heard what you heard, so I think you heard it somewhat correctly. But I think it was Jim that made that point. Jim, you want to make that point again?
Yeah, what I was referring to, ma'am, was in 2012, I believe, or someone can correct me on the exact date, the entire foundation was audited by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they sent inspector general officials, basically, to all the stations. And during that time, they had somebody in New York, they had people in Washington, Houston, Texas, and the Bay Area and Los Angeles. And one of the comments they made was they were struck by how over-governed we were, because when we pointed out that we did things, for example, give notifications of meetings, they said, well, you're not following your own rules. In other words, they'd say, well, here your bylaws say this. I think at that time it said 7 days ahead of an event, then 3 times a day, but we weren't even doing that. So this is the kind of stuff that got us screwed up with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So that's the kind of thing I mean that, you know, we have to perhaps, I don't know, you know, if we get the money back, that's going to be the sort of stuff they're going to look at us with a fine-tooth comb over if we indeed get back or not. But anyway, that's why I brought that up.
So I think I think, Violetta, one of the things that we could put on the list is compliance issues, right? And I think that's what I get that you're bringing up is bylaws, compliance issues, articles of incorporation, and then some of the entities that we bring, that we stand up in order to get CPB funding or the community service grants, that type of thing. So I think that's not a bad thing to put on the list. What do you all think? Okay, so Jane, if you could put that on the list, that would be great. Anything else for the list? Okay. Where do we go from here? Go ahead, Richard.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. That's not...
I have a question.
That's a motion that's not debatable. But Jim, I mean... Richard, I'm gonna entertain Christina's questions. That's okay, Richard.
When are we meeting again?
We're gonna meet the fourth Wednesday in May.
That'll be the 25th.
That'll be the 25th, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
And the same time, 7:30
Central. At the same time. Right, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
Okay, and I just want to make sure I have the correct log-on number for the next meeting.
Well, you'll get an announcement. You'll get Otis sends out three announcements prior to the meeting.
Okay.
So you'll get an announcement from KPFTX. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The list is current.
The list is current, except...
Congratulations. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so this has been a motion to adjourn. That's non-debatable as far as I understand. Are there any objections to adjourning?
Thank you.
Oh, good. I could go and watch the Yankees. They're winning 5-1, so I'm happy.
Thank you for a good meeting, Laura.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good night,
thank you. Thank you all, and we'll see you next month.